Live. It's your show. We are launching into yet another week of fun and excitement. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial the toll-free number at 800-259-9231 and bring up anything. That's the point of the show. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they are completely free. So enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. As always, lots to talk about. Your calls are the primary element. Otherwise, we move into things that are interesting to us, like this story out of West Palm Beach. Pretty disturbing, actually. Drunken drivers, beware. This is according to WPBF-TV. If you drink and drive, especially during the last weekend of February, the Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office and other area law enforcement will be out for blood. That is, your blood. PBSO deputies plan to set up driving under the influence checkpoints. Now, that's not news. They've been doing that for a long time. However, what's new is that if they suspect a driver is under the influence, they'll offer an on-the-spot breathalyzer. If drivers refuse the breathalyzer, deputies will ask to draw blood from their arms. According to a driver in West Palm, Courtney Little said, "I think that's really personal, and I think that if you deny a breathalyzer and you say you don't want that, I think that's outrageous if they take blood without your consent." Well, they did say they'd just be asking to draw blood, but then again, that's the news reporter saying that, so I'm sure they don't quite understand how things will be presented. Attorney David Olson said that it would only be lawful if a warrant is issued by a judge. And that's just what deputies plan to do. They'll actually drive to a judge's home for a signature and return to the checkpoint.
Wow.
So it doesn't sound like they'll be asking at all, in fact. I love it how the news reporters will say the government's going to ask you to do things, when in point of fact what they actually mean is you'll
be threatened.
The government's
going to tell you.
That's right. You'll be told what you're going to do for them, and if you refuse, they will put you in a jail cell. And if you refuse that, then they'll bring weapons out and possibly hurt you. Olson, the attorney, said drawing blood from drivers is usually done in extreme cases like homicides and fatal collisions. Olson said he's not sure a judge would actually sign a warrant. But whether the judge signs the warrant or not,
there's going to be a lot of pressure on that judge to sign that warrant. I mean, there's now a news article and they're going to come into his home.
Well, that's what they're claiming. That's what the cops are saying they're going to do. And, of course, we all know that the police are known for saying whatever it takes to get their job done, right? The cop's job is to find people who are drunk and arrest them, in this particular case, with the checkpoint. And if they have to lie in order to get you to submit to their test, if they have to lie and say, well, if you don't take the breathalyzer, we're just going to go to the judge's house and have him sign a warrant, and then we're going to take blood from you. So why don't you just give us the breathalyzer? You know, if they have to lie, they'll do it. We know this about the police. They're trained to lie to get your cooperation. So they could be totally BSing. I mean, how many judges are going to want to have the cops pounding on their door at 11 o'clock at night?
Is that what time it's going to be?
That's usually when they were. When I was living in Sarasota, and I would hear about them happening, they'd usually start at 11 and usually wrap up at like 2 or 3 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
I've never heard of a DUI checkpoint operating in the early evening hours, even though there are plenty of people that are drunk on the road at that time. So, continue the story here. Again, the attorney says he's not sure if a judge would actually sign the warrant. I admire and respect the sheriff's intention to investigate driving under the influence cases, but I am glad they apparently are going to go to judges before they independently exercise what they believe would be a valuable tool in conducting these kinds of investigations. The PBSO is trying to emphasize that DUI will not be tolerated, but some drivers say it's a bit too much. Another driver says, I think it's invasive on a personal level. If you're going to deny a breathalyzer, you should definitely be able to deny getting blood taken. It's a highly more invasive thing to do. If drivers refuse to have their blood drawn, they will be arrested and charged with a DUI. How does that work exactly?
Wouldn't they be? It was my understanding it was like something refusing a breathalyzer or something like that was the charge.
That was my understanding. And from my discussions with Julia, my girlfriend, she used to have a customer of hers down in Florida when she worked at a restaurant who was a sheriff. And he told her, you know, like the inside scoop, the real deal. He told her that if you've ever had a few drinks and you're offered a breathalyzer, you'd be wise to turn it down. The cops are going to tell you that, hey, look, it's going to be worse for you if you turn this thing down. You want to take the breathalyzer because it, the charges are going to be worse. But remember, the cops lie. So this cop, now we're presuming he was telling Julia the truth sort of off the record while he was not on duty. He basically said, look, the worst thing that can happen from the refusal to take a breathalyzer is nowhere near the worst thing that can happen from getting a DUI. Just the reality of the situation.
But you're guaranteed to get the, you know, the on the refusal, you've got that. You know, as soon as you say, no, I'm not going to do it,
that's
you're
a charge.
Essentially convicted of that. You know, you're not convicted, but you likely will be because you refused. And
but that probably won't result in your license getting taken away.
So, I mean, you know, the question is, if you're on the borderline, as so many people are, those are the ones I feel bad for often. Mm-hmm. You know, somebody who has a .09 does not deserve the same punishment as a person who had a .15 or .2. So those are the people I feel bad for, and it's the people on the borderline that would be likely to say to themselves, as a matter of fact, I knew a guy who blew a .09, and he got a DUI for it.
You know who I feel bad for, Mark? The 99% of drivers who will be inconvenienced by this checkpoint, by these checkpoints that the Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office is going to be doing down there in West Palm Beach. The 99%.
They can raise a stink with the police officers, and it'll be okay.
What do you mean? File a complaint?
Oh, yeah. Well, they can tell the police officer, give them a piece of their mind about being inconvenienced and how they're...
That's true. They do have the freedom to complain.
Right. And the police officer likely will find something wrong with their car and give them a ticket for it.
Yeah. So I feel sorry for those folks because they're going to be not only inconvenienced by having to spend whatever time it takes to pull, first of all, wait in the line at the checkpoint, because if you try to turn a U-ey, they're watching for that stuff.
And if you've got a real drunk person on the road that they're actually going to catch, like a real one, not a borderline guy, I mean, what's the chances of that guy even being, you know, so bleary-eyed that he just rams into that column of cars that stopped in the middle of the road?
There's a chance, sure.
I mean, there's a good... If in fact, you're catching drunk guys and you're going to snare one of these really drunk, dangerous people, you're actually endangering me by, you know, leaving me out here, you know, where he's going to be supposed to stop and slow down or whatever.
Yep, I feel sorry for those folks that are going to have their time wasted by this because they've got better things to do. Odds are they were trying to go home or go to work or go to some party or whatever it was they were doing. They had plans. They were going from one point to another before they were waylaid by these men who are demanding that they do things for them. It's not enough for them to wait in the line and pull over and be interrogated. In addition, they have to submit some sort of portion of their body, whether it's their, you know, something that emanates from them, like their breath, or it's actually their blood that flows through their veins. They have to submit themselves to these police officers before they'll be allowed to continue on with their nightlife. That's the worst part of this story. That's the most sad, tragic part of this story. I think it's awful. And this is not the only, Palm Beach is not the only place this is going on. There have been various different police departments across the country over the last few years. We've talked about a few of these instances where police departments, and I think it was the Utah Highway Patrol, that have been talking about pulling blood from people on the side of the road.
Deputies doing it.
Yeah. I used to have one of my former girlfriend used to have a very tough time having blood drawn from her.
Women more so than men, generally.
It was hard.
With my wife. She's just got bad
veins. The veins are hard to find. And so even trained phlebotomists, now these are people whose job it is to draw blood. That's what they do. Even trained phlebotomists would have difficult time finding the vein. It would be to the point where, and it was actually, you know, it was frustrating standing there.
It bruises.
Right.
It's therefore painful.
Right. So she would get upset when they would try once, they'd try again. You know, by the third time, she was getting pretty frustrated with them continually jabbing her, attempting to get to the vein. Can you imagine how that would be along the side of the road? Even if they took you out of your car and into some other area, you're still being jabbed by somebody who isn't even trained.
And don't forget the dynamics, the social dynamics of the situation. Let's assume that they bring along a phlebotomist with them,
mm-hmm.
or it's possible they just have a deputy doing it. I don't know, but in the case of me going to the blood bank and getting blood taken from me, they're trying to deal with me in the marketplace. They're asking me for my blood. I'm giving it to them. Whereas on the side of the road, that's their blood in my veins, and they intend to get it. And
wow,
so they're not going to be quite as nice. It's just the psychology of it is, it's not so good.
800-259-9231. Your thoughts on this? It's Free Talk Live.
And now it's time for the Health and Diet Tips Radio Minute with tips and advice on eating healthy and living long. Here's your host, nutrition and diet expert and author of The Engine 2 Diet, Rip Esselstyn.
A lot of people believe that eating plant-based foods is joyless, but the longer you're on a plant-based diet, the more your palate will change. Think about milk, for instance. You've probably cut back to 2% or skim. At first, I bet that milk tasted like water. Then you became accustomed to it, so when you tried whole milk again, it tasted like liquid paint. Foods taste better without being dunked in butter, drenched in margarine, or saturated with sour cream. Plant-based foods are absolutely glorious in their sublimeness. Give it a whirl, and you'll see your palate change before your very taste buds. For the Diet and Health Tips Radio Minute, I'm Rip Esselstyn.
For a transcript of this program, additional diet and health tips, and information about the Engine 2 diet, please visit theengine2diet.com. Professional athlete turned firefighter Rip Esselstyn is used to responding to emergencies. So when he learned that some of his fellow Engine 2 firefighters were in dire physical condition, he sprang into action and created the Engine 2 diet. With the Engine 2 diet, you'll transform your body and lifestyle in just 1 month. This eating plan is based on a simple diet of whole foods, and it's also packed with dozens of easy mouth-watering recipes. The Engine 2 diet is medically approved and is designed for anyone who wants to make heroic strides in health. The Engine 2 diet by Rip Esselstyn is available wherever books are sold.
Are taxes, food, energy, housing, medical forcing Americans into poverty? Is free enterprise flawed, or is our monetary system forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? The answers are in Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about the Fed and central banking. Hi, Ted Anderson. I will give a U.S. silver dollar to everyone who purchases this book. Call 800-686-2237. It's critical to be made aware of the system. Get your copy today, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's now winter. Hello, cold. Hello, Mr. Flu. Oh yeah, welcome aboard the ship of irritating sickness. But wait! Ahoy! The sickness answer! GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Let Life Change Tea battle your yuck so you can have your life back. Bye-bye, cold. Bye-bye, Mr. Flu. And, oh, by the way, you toxins and chemicals, get the out of here. Feel better, lose weight. Call us, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Make an investment in your life. P.S. I've been drinking it for years.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare, and maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features we give away, including the bulletin board system, over 400,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about, from serious issues to fun stuff. Head over to bbs.freetalklive.com. Get interactive free. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. And join us for the Free State Project Liberty Forum, happening the first weekend. weekend in March. It is coming up quickly. March 5th through the 8th is when it's at. Where it's at is Nashua, New Hampshire, in the Crown Plaza Hotel. Same place as last year, except this year there's going to be even more great guest speakers. Glenn Jacobs from the WWE. You might know him as Kane. Dr. Mary Ruart from Healing Our World. Iraq Veterans Against the Wars. Adam Kokesh. David Berglund from the Libertarian Party, former presidential candidate. Lots going on at this year's Liberty Forum, and that just scratches the surface. You'd be able to hang out with hundreds of like-minded, liberty-loving individuals, socialize, network, after-hours parties. It is a great time, and we look forward to seeing you there. Get all the details over at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. However, you better move quick, because registration on the freestateproject.org website ends this Sunday the 1st. You can still get in at the door, presuming there's space. You can still, you know, show up at the Crown Plaza when the event happens. However, you will not be able to get registered for the special keynote dinners. So if you want to get in on seeing Dr. Mary Ruart's speech, her keynote speech at the dinner, and enjoy the dinner that they have, which I believe there are, you know, different things you can choose from as far as eating is concerned, if you want to get in on that, if you want to get in on seeing Richard Heller from the Heller versus D.C. gun case over the Supreme Court case over the summer of 2008, he's the other keynote speaker. You've got to get registered by the 1st at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. You can use our discount code 2009FTL, save 10%. That's 2009FTL. Save 10%. freestateproject.org/libertyforum. We'll see you there because we're broadcasting live. We go to your phone calls about what you want, starting with Tom in New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, it's about the drunk driving and the underage drinking. The issue here is even when they do catch them, and when they, let's say they catch them fair and square, I've seen that happen, and it's like in Nashua, for example, I lived across the street from a noisy bar, and one time the cops were parked about a half a block up the street. And they're just watching, and people come staggering out of the bar. It's near the corner, so you know, they come staggering out of there. They turn right, they get in their car, and off they go. And the cop is sitting there watching. And next thing you know, gumball machine on. Next thing you know, they pulled over, and they fail the field sobriety test, and off they go. But even when they catch them fair and square, on the memorial page that I've posted on the Underage Drinkers Against Drunk Driving website, I've got, there's cases of one guy, 11 prior drunk driving convictions, and he killed a couple of 18-year-olds.
Gosh.
The 6 prior drunk driving convictions, there was a recent one Christmas night there, and 7 prior drunk driving convictions. These people, are, I mean, okay, they're catching, when they're the guilty ones, aren't being taken off the road. It's just a matter of trying to
you can't
make
take
money
them off the road. Right, yeah. I mean, you get busted for DUI one time or two times or three times. Even if they pull the license from that person, they can still get behind the wheel of a car, put a key in, start it up, and go from point A to point B. There's nothing that can keep these people off the roads besides keeping them in a jail cell for the rest of their lives. And personally, that's not something I'm willing to do.
And there's another point here. When they were debating House Bill 588, you keep hearing all these personal issues, okay, like, oh, gee, but look about teenage suicide is going to go up like it did when they last time they lowered the drinking age. Alcoholism rates. Alcoholism and suicide are symptoms of personal problems that are far from the realm of legitimate government problems. But then more recently, the committee voted 17-0 inexpedient to legislate. They're totally against lowering the drinking age because then, of course, they would have to impose tougher drunk driving penalties on themselves. And, of course, that would not sit well with politicians like Senator William Denley, the one that got busted Saturday for drunk driving.
Where was this?
New Hampshire State Senator William Denley. Got busted. Oh, yeah, that's a news item. It's
nice.
On Channel 9 and everything, their website. Take a look at New Hampshire State Senator William Denley got busted for drunk driving Saturday. These are the ones who decide whether to have a serious crackdown on drunk driving and, like put the drunk driver in jail for some serious period of time when they get busted fair and square, or should we punish people under 21? Well, I look at his picture on the news. It doesn't look like he's too worried about the drinking age, they could probably double the drinking age and he wouldn't care. It wouldn't bother him any because he would still be over it. But then if they were to make drunk driving a more serious crime, then he would have to face that more serious charge now. That's why they're doing it. Why they're imposing the drinking age, why they're so against lowering the drinking ages, because then they would have to impose tougher drunk driving penalties on themselves.
Why would one mean they would have to do the other? That's the point I'm missing here.
Well, the objection to lowering the drinking age is that then the drunk driving statistics and the level of carnage on the roads would go up. So in order to bring the level of carnage on the roads back down to the budgeted level, they would have to increase the penalties for drunk driving, see? And they don't want to do that. Governor Snelling in Vermont demonstrated this in the 1980s. He twice vetoed bills that would have raised the Vermont drinking age. And when he vetoed bills that would have raised the Vermont drinking age, finally, the Vermont legislature had to break down and pass a measure that would crack down more on drunk drivers, the guilty criminals. See, and they don't want to do that.
They don't want that to happen because if they get caught, then they're screwed.
That's right. Now, there's another point I want to bring up here about this, and that is when, let's say it's the night that I'm supposed to bring my kid to appear in the school play, and I decide I'd rather go out drinking, okay? That's not illegal. See, I'm not under any legal obligation to bring the kid to the school play, but I'm a creep. This is things that people, not the government, not gun-toting goons in bulletproof vests. This is a matter where social pressure needs to be applied to that alcoholic to, look, buddy, clean up your act. Your kid is supposed to be...
I agree. I think that's the best thing you can do. Tom, thanks for the call. I think that social ostracism is the most powerful way to change people's behavior. I don't think that necessarily throwing people in jail cells is too motivating. Let's continue with your calls and talk to Dave in Ohio. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
First off, I'm a smoker, and they would have a heck of a time finding the veins because the last time I got my blood drawn, they had to put an IV stent in to draw the blood. And that didn't work, and they had an old-fashioned way, and they could hardly find the veins.
Can you imagine having this go on the side of the road with the cops with the needle?
Yeah.
It's pretty scary, isn't it, Dave?
Yeah, and there was one case where, can I tell you after break?
You can. Hang on. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up what you want. And this is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh. Healthy. Easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can.
For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Anything. If you dial toll-free 800-259-9231, that would be the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. The features include live streams. We've got a broadband version of the show, dial-up version, and a webcam, all completely free for you at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com.
Have the stories of civil disobedience here in New Hampshire touched, moved, and inspired you, but you're unable for whatever reason to be involved? Well, now you can. The Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund at cdevolution.org allows you to care for these brave men and women by financially supporting them while they face down the organizations that operate through violence and coercion. cdevolution.org.
All right, we continue. We go back to Dave in Athens. Dave, you had another thought for us tonight, so go ahead.
This is a true story, and this happened to a friend of mine. But her and her husband were driving, and he had been drinking.
Mm-hmm.
And they were stopped by the cops. And the cop says, "This is not your night." And pretty soon, here comes a motorcycle, careens, hits the back of the police cruiser. The guy flies over, end over end, over the police cruiser, over the stopped car. And the guy gets up and says, "I'm drunk." Totally drunk.
The guy flies and hits the ground, gets up, and then says he's drunk, huh?
Yes. And
wow.
The officer says, "Liz, all right, sir, you're free to go. It's been a good night after all," and went out there in the drunk motorcyclist.
Well, that's good to know. It's kind of interesting when you hear stories like that about people who are drunk that get into accidents. You know, they say that drunk drivers are actually more likely to survive a car crash because they don't tense up, I guess, when the accident is about to happen. And
if it happens, if you go out of the bar, the police will stop you for public intox. If they see you walking down staggering, they'll stop you.
Yeah, isn't that just a scam? I mean, you can't. You cannot have it either way. You can't get in your car and drive home. You can't walk home. I guess you have to take a cab or something like that. But what if you're walking from the bar to the cab? Are they going to arrest you in that short period of time as well? Dave, thanks for the call.
All right, thanks.
And the story tonight. It's interesting, though. That's probably what happened with that guy on the motorcycle. He was just so wasted that he was able to land safer as a result of how intoxicated he was.
Well, I'm glad that no one was hurt in that accident. However, I've really got to question a police officer allowing the guy to, I mean, how did he get home? Did he drive a vehicle away from there? Was he that intoxicated? I mean, you know, this.
No, he went after the guy. You misunderstood his story. Okay. He went after the, he'd pulled over the friends of Dave, and during the pullover, the guy in the motorcycle crashed into the back of the police car, and he did not let him go. He removed his focus from the car he'd pulled over and then went after the guy he should have been going after.
Seems like a good move.
Yep. And let's talk to Justin in Kansas. Justin, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, this is Justin.
Yes, sir. What's on your mind tonight, Justin?
I was listening to Alex Jones' show and just talking about KRS-One and like Obama did a blackface on the New World Order.
Okay.
And I was, is it Alex Jones?
Nope. This is Free Talk Live. You can call in about anything.
Oh, really?
Did you have anything else? Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. You know, it's interesting. The board operators answer the phones Free Talk Live when they take phone calls from people. That guy was confused because he was probably listening to some refeed show from another show on our network that, since they're all the same network, they all use the same phone number. And so he called in thinking he was listening to another show, but I guess he didn't get the message that he was wrong. Anyway, 800-259-9231. So we continue here with whatever you want to talk about. In fact, the board op says he gives the name of the show at least three times when he answers the phone. So, we continue here. And we go to homelandstupidity.us, where Michael Hampton says that on July 4th, I woke up in Pennsylvania in a mansion which has served as a station on the Underground Railroad, that network of people and places which helped slaves escape their bondage before and during the Civil War. And I thought that with the replacement of yesterday's chattel slavery with today's universal bondage, it may be time for a new Underground Railroad. Instead of being owned by plantation owners in the South, people are now owned by governments, which claim total control over every aspect of people's lives, especially control over how much of the product of their labor people must surrender up to their masters. There are no exceptions on this planet known to me, thus universal bondage. In many of these places, including the United States, government takes half or more of the product of each person's labor for its own use. Many such people cannot even afford to eat without dispensation from their masters. And indeed, not only are they taking from everybody, but also they force us to obey their every diktat, as we're talking about with these drunk driving checkpoints. Not only is it bad enough that you have to offer up 50% of your income to the master, but when master demands that you offer up all of your extra time as well when you're trying to go out and about doing something on a Friday night, you have to do that too. I mean, there's nothing that master can want that you can't provide them.
Right. There doesn't seem to be any extreme.
Even the many who cannot eat get dispensation, who can't afford to eat, rather, get dispensation, like, you know, farm subsidies for ultra-rich farmers, and that dispensation is paid for by the labor taken from others. Yet this system of universal bondage and redistribution of wealth by violent force is going to collapse, and America, at least, missed its chance, its last chance, to turn the Titanic when it failed to elect Ron Paul as the Republican nominee for the presidency in 2008. The iceberg has been hit and the water is pouring in. All that's left to us now is to try to survive the wreck, which will come. The United States economy is on the verge of collapse. In fact, there was news today, I'm sure you saw it, Mark, about how the stock market is down to 1997 levels now.
It's incredible. You wonder how low can it go?
Isn't 97 before the big the electronics boom or whatever, the computer boom out of California?
Yes, that was at it before the dot-com boom. I think about it and I listen to NPR's Marketplace pretty much every day on the way to work, and I wonder to myself, instead of the sad jazz music whenever the stock market goes down, why not play the limbo? Dun 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 dun. Dun
how low dun, can dun, it dun, go?
Because I mean, how I just don't know.
Plus, of course, there's also the story today about how the government is looking, and we're not going to get into the details on these, but the government is looking at now taking over 40% ownership of the stock in Citibank. So they already had, what was it, 6% or something like that? They already had a fairly large percent, and now they're looking at an even bigger chunk.
Yeah, Citibank's in a mess.
So, and then there was another article that I was looking at, Mark, that said that Obama is against nationalization, but in the same article, they were also saying how they're going to start taking ownership in at least part ownership of banks. Control, not necessarily ownership, but control was the term that they used, which means ownership, which is nationalization. So they're saying they're not going to nationalize, but they're also saying we're going to nationalize.
That's pretty classic government Orwellian tactic. I mean, you know, to call it one thing but do another. War is peace, after all.
The United States economy is on the verge of collapse, and while many things could be, while many things could be done now to stop it, those in power will not do any of them because they believe it would harm their political careers. With over half of Americans getting money from the government, this is true. The current best available estimate of inflation of the U.S. dollar is 16%. Contrast with the bait and switch manipulated consumer price index of 4.2%. This is a fairly old article. Your wallet can tell you that number, or that number isn't even in the right ballpark. Your wallet's probably telling you that even 16% may be on the low side. And this double-digit rate of actual inflation of the money supply has been going on for several years. Meanwhile, the U.S. government's single biggest expense is not the Iraq War, but Social Security, with $416 billion paid out in fiscal year 2006, and that number increasing every year. It'll begin increasing even more sharply in 2011 when the baby boomers begin retiring, and by 2017 or earlier, the Ponzi scheme will collapse and the money will simply run out. When that happens, Social Security will have to be financed by raising taxes, borrowing from the public, or reducing benefits or other expenditures, and that is according to President Bill Clinton back in the year 2000. Yes, they've known about these problems that long, even longer actually, and done absolutely nothing. 800-259-9231. More about his proposal of a new underground railroad here in moments. And your calls about anything. It's Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you? Violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details just like you do. Check out DownsizeDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Do you have trouble sleeping due to sensations in your legs? You are not alone. Millions of Americans suffer from restless legs. Restless legs is a condition caused by the uncontrollable urge to move your legs. Signs include itching, pulling, tugging, and the feeling that bugs are crawling on your legs. If having restless legs is preventing you from getting the good night's sleep you deserve or is preventing you from enjoying life, you need Restulex. Restulex is an all-natural supplement that contains 74 essential vitamins, minerals, and herbs that you may not be getting in your diet. Restulex will help ease and comfort your restless legs within 24 hours and will allow you to go back to your regular routine without discomfort or embarrassment.
Call 888-4-FIT-LEGS. That's 888-434-8534. Or visit 4FITLEGS.com. That's the number 4FITLEGS.com. And ask how you can get Restulex for free today.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want. Just dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. If you like the show, you can help support Free Talk Live by shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. You know, Amazon, they're the world's largest internet retailer with dozens of categories in which you can shop, plus even used items if you need to save a few extra bucks. Just shop starting at amazon.freetalklive.com, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. That's amazon.freetalklive.com. Michael Hampton over at HomelandStupidity.us is opining about the idea of a new underground railroad. He says it's about time we created another one, considering that now everyone is enslaved. We have what he describes as universal bondage, wherein all of us are paying, oh, I don't know, at least 50% of our income on a regular basis to various governmental
entities.
There's
probably people out there that get less than a net 50%, but they don't make much, I can tell you that. And they likely receive some kind of federal subsidy in some manner or another.
And he points that out as well, how over half of Americans are in some way getting money from the government, whether it's welfare or they're a contractor, working for a contractor, or they're an actual government bureaucrat. A lot of people are receiving some percentage of their income from the U.S. federal government. And while the U.S. government's expense, greatest expense, is not the Iraq War, but it's actually Social Security. And, of course, we all know that the Social Security train is going to have to run out at some point. As Clinton said back in the year 2000, eventually they're going to have to either raise taxes, borrow more from the public, or reduce benefits or other expenditures in order to get the Social Security money or to get the program stable or somewhat stable again. So what are they going to do? Are they going to cut benefits? Are they going to make it so you can only get the benefits after age 75? Are they going to increase the amount they withdraw from your check from 15% to 25%?
Now's the right time to do that, by the way. If they wanted to raise Social Security and they want people to tighten their belts and all that stuff, now would be the time. You know, the public, I don't think, would outcry too much if, you know, the outcry would be less than it would in, you know, more abundant times if they were to back Social Security off to 70 or 75. The fact is, Social Security was put in place when people didn't live to be 65.
The value of the U.S. dollar continues to fall slower or faster, says Hampton, depending on how fast the Federal Reserve runs its printing presses, which it calls injecting liquidity, while actual money, such as gold and silver, continues to maintain their value relative to commodities, even food and gas. That's right, they're very stable over the long term. A quarter ounce of silver will buy a gallon of gas today, just as it did decades ago. That means that it's not so much that prices are high as that the dollar is losing its value.
Yeah.
And fast enough for you to begin to notice. Because usually what will happen as the government ramps up inflation, and remember, inflation is an increase in the money supply. It's not an increase in prices. Increasing prices can be a symptom of inflation. But when government ramps up the inflation, the pay that you're getting from your job doesn't increase at the same rate. It falls, it trails behind. So as inflation goes up, prices will probably rise, but
sometimes
you haven't had a pay increase.
Half a decade.
Yeah, you haven't had a pay increase. So the more they inflate, the more likely you are to notice it. And he says, yet there are things that people are doing now today to protect themselves, both from the impending economic collapse and from government's tyranny and universal bondage in general. A new freedom movement has arisen, which holds that no one can hold the authority to force anyone to do anything, regardless of whether some so-called representative said in a Congress that it was okay. It's these people who, both now and after the collapse, will show us the way forward. Some are known as libertarians, some as anarcho-capitalists, some as voluntarists. I prefer that last term. All share the conviction that coercive government is not an appropriate way to organize a society and is certainly not a civilized way to relate to people. Indeed, government has been responsible for more harm to society than any other social construct in human history. I, however, think the most appropriate term for the people in this movement is that used by those who opposed chattel slavery, abolitionist. It's time to abolish government, that institution which holds us all in universal bondage and which creates all of our societal problems, or at least probably 99% of them. Whether it's done piecemeal or all at once, humanity will finally be able to move forward to the next stage in civilization, that of interacting with each other peacefully and freely. In the meantime, there is the government-caused economic collapse to consider, in addition to considering how you'll survive the hard times to come, considering that government itself will be crippled by this collapse, and consider how this may be an opportunity to rebuild some of the free, voluntary associations that we used to have, and which government usurped, and to build new ones and replace the failing and failed government systems. The networks of people and voluntary institutions that many of us are building now will serve as the underground railroad to help people from all walks of life to escape from universal bondage and to find true freedom. I expect to be persecuted just as the previous abolitionists were. I expect many of us will be fined, go to jail, or even be killed by our government masters. Yet I cannot be anything but an abolitionist, for it is right and just. And if I must suffer or die for doing what is right, then so be it. You may fine, jail, or kill me, but you cannot kill the idea of freedom. And that is why, ultimately, freedom will prevail. From Michael Hampton, HomelandStupidity.us.
They may have fined and they may have jailed. I don't know the answer to this as far as abolitionists go, but they didn't kill very many of them.
Of the abolitionists?
Because they stood, they didn't use violence, and the government doesn't have a mechanism really for handling people that are nonviolent in that manner. They generally don't kill them.
And today, I would say our odds are better of not being killed, because what we have today is a technological revolution. It's an amazing, you know, the internet is an incredible tool that has allowed activism to become even more powerful than it was in the past. We had Sam was over here the other night, and he had his BlackBerry out, and he was showing off the new Quick application for it, which is something that until this point we'd only talked about. We'd never actually experienced it.
Mm-hmm.
And Quick.com, Quik.com is the website. It allows people with iPhones and BlackBerries and a whole bunch of other brands. There are a lot more phones now that are supported on this, but with a video feature and with a data feature on a cell phone, you can get this Quik.com application on your phone, and basically you start the application, which you can essentially, with the at least with the BlackBerry, you can map it to one of the side buttons on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
So you can hit one button, and then you hit one more button to start streaming, and you are streaming on the internet. You are streaming video and audio live onto the internet.
How many
as long as you have
that?
A cell phone, two. As long as you have a cell phone with these capabilities and you have a cell phone signal, you are streaming what is going on around you onto the internet. So I think that that tool alone, and where whatever blossoms out from this, the more will obviously happen. Other people, other companies will get involved. I know Stickam, our video provider for our webcam, is getting involved in this. So other providers will start to compete. The cell phone signals will be better. Of course, that requires government approval. But eventually, cell phone signals will probably improve. More coverage will happen. And of course, data plans will become cheaper and cheaper. Like, I want to get involved in this. Like, now I want to get a BlackBerry, whereas before I could have cared less about them. Now I want to get one of these things, or maybe one of the other phones, and get one of these plans, even though it'll double my cost that I'm paying for a cell phone on a monthly basis. It's like you were saying to me, Mark, it's like an insurance policy.
Yeah.
Even though it's doubling the cost of the cell phone to get the data plan, if you want that when you need it, like if the cops are pulling you over or you see something happening on the side of the road to somebody else and you want to record it, when you need it, you're willing to pay anything for it. So having to pay double, you know, to go from $40 to $80 a month, I think will probably be well worth it. We've already got Sam from the Obscure Truth Network. He's got one of these quick phones, essentially. Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com also has Quick now on his phone. So it's already started to spread amongst the activist community. And as more people start to see the value in this, they'll probably grab onto it. So where I was going with all that is that now we have even more information, the ability to get our ideas out so much more effectively today than the abolitionists of the past have done. We have so many different venues. We have the ability to protect ourselves more effectively with this new technology, and in addition to having the technology to help keep us safe, mm-hmm. we also have the activist community here in New Hampshire. At least we have hundreds of activists that have moved here, and thousands more are going to move to be active for freedom. So there's not only the technological aspect, but there's also the human body aspect. There are multiple people that are here that are willing to back one another up. In fact, there's going to be a trial this week on Wednesday in Milford Court here in New Hampshire, and a bunch of activists are planning to go out for this. I'm going to show up with my video camera. I've already called the court to let them know I plan on being there, and I'm going to have a press pass this time. And I asked them if they're going to do anything to stop me, and she said she has to talk to the judge. She'll get back to me to let me know that. So we'll see what goes on, and over time, things will just keep getting better. Because that's the inevitable direction things are going. Mankind is, I think, ready to take the next step in its evolution, and that's what we're doing here in New Hampshire. And hopefully you'll be excited enough to join us as we continue talking about it. FreeStateProject.org to learn more about what's happening in New Hampshire. 800-259-9231 to get on the lines with us and talk about whatever you want. In fact, speaking of Dave Ridley, Mark, you've got a story from Dave about courthouses and YouTube, talking about technological revolution. Apparently, they don't like YouTube very much in the government. We'll talk about what they had to say here in a bit. Hour 2 is coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.